After a long hiatus, Tech Talk is back. Doug Swindehart joining us on the program today. And, of course, our phone number is a big part of the deal, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you want to call the studio, you'll visit with producer Carrie Klatt, or you can text. It'll get right into the studio, and we'll put you on the air. Computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. And, of course, we're on the air. Sports schedules permitting, the Twins play the Tigers a little bit later today. Our Twins coverage begins at 3:30 with the magazine show. Pregame at 4:30, first pitch from Comerica Park in Detroit just after 5 o'clock. It is Hall of Fame weekend. On the magazine show, we'll talk more about what's going on in Cooperstown. Tony Oliva, Jim Cott get the call to the Hall of Fame this weekend, so that'll be a big part of the proceedings today. We are keeping an eye on the weather, and as you heard a moment ago with Mark Fry, who's sitting in for Al Schock in the newsroom this weekend. I haven't talked to Mark in a long time. Good guy. Even though he's an Iowa Hawkeye fan, very good guy. Thunderstorms rumbling through the North Metro right now. The 3M Open at the TPC of the Twin Cities, still in a weather delay. Looks like things will open up after that and the weather will improve. The real heavy stuff well to the southwest down in the Rochester area. But we'll continue to monitor the area right now. No warnings for the Twin Cities area, but the North Metro seeing showers and thunderstorms at this hour. Doug, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And I'm sure you've been staying busy. Computers have problems all the time. And once again, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Doug, let's start right at the top. It has been a while. What is the very latest on Windows 11? What are you hearing from people you work with?
Yeah, you know, it's not being received as well as I think Microsoft would prefer. There's a lot of little idiosyncrasies that people are just having trouble having to work around. And a lot of them are taking off 11 and going back to 10. So, and they're not really pushing 11 that hard. I'm not exactly certain, but yeah, the look and the feel seems to be okay. I can adjust to that pretty quick. But many of the functions that people are used to having at their fingertips, just even right-clicking on a desktop, you now have two layers instead of just one, and everything that you use a lot is on that lower level. So here it's another click. They've created an awful lot of mouse clicks, the way it looks to me. I am not a big fan, but like I say, they're still going to support 10. So if you're not really a fan, you can stay with 10 until they get it all worked out.
Yeah, and then let's get into Windows 7, or for that matter, Windows 8. If you're still using those operating systems, not a problem if they're running fine, but what's your advice if people are still using an older operating system like that?
Well, you know, if they require Windows 7, really the smartest way to do that is to install Linux, and then install Oracle VirtualBox, and then install Windows 7 inside VirtualBox. It runs great. It really does. That gives you your computer protection and still all the bells and whistles in Windows 7. It's pretty slick how that all works.
Yeah, and but those are programs I remember once upon a time. People will remember Windows XP. That was a terrific operating system, and then it was one of those where you just flat out can't have that online anymore. We still have two machines at the company I work at full-time that are offline, but they still do their work running Windows XP as the operating system. It was a good one.
I feel exactly the same way. XP was a mature, really good operating system, I think. And I actually installed XP 64-bit and ran great. I am not certain why. I think Microsoft would have been light years ahead by saying, well, okay, well, would you pay us $30 a year to keep XP? Oh, I think they would have made a ton of money. Just an opinion. I do know that there are certain places in the world that have XP, and they've got them online. In the EU, they've got all kinds of hospitals and police, that kind of thing, that whole area over there. So it's not completely gone by any means. I'd like to see it come back. But here again, if you like XP, you can put it in a virtual machine inside of a Linux system. It works. It runs great.
And follow up on our text line. By the way, send a text to the program. call the program at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And that is, it seems as though there has been a tradition with Windows products over the years where they release these and they're not ready for prime time. They're loaded with bugs. Why do you think that is?
You know, I know that people feel that way, and I don't think that it's all intentional. There's so many different levels of computer configurations. Microsoft can't possibly know every combination of hardware and software that's on every machine, plus the differences between machines. It's extensive. You're always going to go through this when you're dealing with this many computers and an update that's as advanced as these are. It's at the same time, I'd like to see it a little bit cleaner, and especially with functionality. To me, they seem to look more at, does it look good? Is it pretty? If it looks good, it'll sell. I think that works for the first day and a half, but when people get working with it, functionality is extremely important, especially when people are used to just rolling down their busy day. It can quickly become very cumbersome.
All right, we go to the phones. Liz in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Doug here on Tech Talk.
Hi, Doug. Back in December, I think, you had recommended a local company that sells refurbished computers. I think they're called Tech Discounts. And I was wondering if you had any additional recommendations of local companies that do that.
You know, that's really my go-to. Tech Dump has a secondary business, the Tech Discounts, and they get a lot of computers in that are lease computers. They could be a year and a half old, and in perfect condition. They take them in, and they still refurbish them from top to bottom. And in fact, not too long ago, I picked up a laptop for a couple that's been on my books for a good many years, and the new one would have been $1,100. I paid $380 for that computer and sold it to them for $380. And it's a beautiful little laptop. You can really score some good equipment there. I don't look any farther. I generally find whatever I need at Tech Discounts and just pull the trigger and let the good times roll. I probably should find something else, though, huh?
Yeah, Tech Dump.
And thank you for the call.
Yeah, Tech Dump, we've been talking about it for a number of years. They are a nonprofit. They operate in the Twin Cities. As a matter of fact, not that long ago, they stopped by my full-time job, where I'm in the printing business. And, you know, every now and then, any business will get old monitors, old computers, things that have been taken out of service over a reasonable part of time. And they will come and pick that up and take it away at a very reasonable price and provide a certificate of destruction for the hard drives. And once again, they do wonderful work. Go to their website, techdump.org, learn about them. They have a spot in Golden Valley, right on 55, and they have a spot in St. Paul. Find out more about them. If you have to get rid of computer equipment, etc., they're a tremendous resource. And then, as you pointed out, now Tech Discounts, affordable technology backed with our one-year warranty, and you can do that online as well at their website and shop refurbished electronics. And beyond that, not only are they doing good work recycling this stuff, Doug, but they're doing well by people that they put to work.
Oh, absolutely. This is a fantastic business. I just can't say enough good things about it. And like you say, here you are, a business. They came right out and they picked the stuff up, probably for a nominal fee. I just don't know anybody else that even comes close to this type of service.
Yeah. So just read about them online, but just a wonderful organization, putting people to work, giving people another chance at Tech Dump. Really great stuff. I invite you to go to their website. By the way, the number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. A reoccurring theme on the program has been home-based internet that's driven by 5G cellular technology. We're going to get into that in more detail following a break. We'll take more calls. We'll get to more texts. It is Tech Talk. We are back. Twins play later here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. cloudy and 76 on this Saturday. Some much-needed rain falling around the area. Right now, some showers and thunderstorms moving through the Twin Cities metro area. And they extend from the Forest Lake area through the East Metro, St. Paul, all the way down the Minnesota River towards, say, Belle Plaine, and those continue to track east. There's still some shower and thundershower activity from St. Cloud to Wilmer, and eventually this will move through quite a bit drier and breezy tomorrow. We'll have more on the weather. All the warnings are down near the Iowa border along I-90 and the Rochester area and points south. Right now, no watches, no warnings here in the Twin Cities metro area, but a complete weather update about 10 minutes away. We continue on Tag Talk. Doug Swinhart is joining us, and the number, if you want to call or text, 651-461-9226. And we got a text about Tech Dump, where you can drop off recycled material. They'll come to your business and pick those up for a nominal fee. You can go to their website, TechDump, TechDump.org. And then they also have a side business of selling refurbished computer equipment. So that's we wanted to follow up on that. Doug, here's a big one. If anybody's been in this boat, can deleted email be retrieved? You accidentally put it into the trash, or you accidentally deleted it. Can you get that back?
You know, all their email really should be set up as IMAP, so it's up in the cloud. Even if they delete those, if you've got a Gmail account, there is a folder that you can access called All Mail, and you can get it all back. Yeah. Gmail is just tough to beat. A lot of people think that their email is gone, and I go through this quite frequently. And once we get logged on to their cloud account, it's all there. It's nowhere near the problem it was 10, 15 years ago. But it's I think that people should realize as well, my Gmail account, I've had, I think it must have been within the first couple thousand Gmail accounts, because I was on the beta. And that's swinhart@gmail.com. I've never deleted a message out of that, and I got a ton of space left to go. It's not that important that you delete all that stuff, as long as you've got a decent cloud account. At the same time, it's good to know how the process works, and a lot of people don't understand the difference between POP3 and IMAP, or web-based mail, and they really should. Just go and do a Google search and type in POP, the number 3, space, VS, space, capital I, capital M, capital A, capital P, IMAP. And just look at the result. A good read. 15, 20 minutes, it'll expand your understanding of email.
Yeah, and email is a great tool, web-based email. I've had a Yahoo account for years and years. I think I'm going on year 11 of my Gmail account, only because it has my name and then the year I opened it at gmail.com. But nevertheless, it's worked out really well, and we have talked about this backup trick. If I get an email from someone, if I have a document or a photo that I absolutely positively don't want to lose track of, and certainly on my iPhone I have iCloud and other backups, but between those two private email accounts, and I'm not talking about work-related stuff because I don't like to mix that. And that's exactly another piece of advice, and we can get into that in more detail. But with personal photos and documents, if I have something where it's like, I really need to hang on to this, I'll just simply email it from my Gmail to my Yahoo or vice versa, knowing that, once again, it'll live in the sent email of the one and the inbox of the other. And between the two, that's pretty safe.
You know, the first time you brought this up, I thought to myself, man, I wish I would have said this. This is just a tremendous technique. I've used it ever since. It's just a fantastic technique and quick. While you're thinking about it, it's a bang, 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 10, 15 seconds, you got it sent to your other account, you're done. Especially for things that are, like, way important. I love this process. I just love it.
Yes.
It should go down in history that you created this.
Really, yeah, I don't know if it's an original thought, but it works really well because then in the subject line you can describe the photo or the document, and then it's an easy search back and forth. And once again, you don't do it for everything. I don't do it for an Amazon receipt, or I don't, you know, I mean, just run-of-the-mill exactly. stuff that it really doesn't matter whether or not you have it. It's just, if I get an image from a relative or a friend where it's like, that's really cool. Once upon a time, when Sid Hartman passed away, someone I had worked with for a long time at CCO sent me a picture of me with Sid, and I said, I absolutely want to have this forever. That I use that technique, for example. It is 226 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO. Showers and thunderstorms in your neighborhood, potentially. Kind of a wet Saturday. We'll have more on the weather coming up momentarily. By the way, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Kurt in Golden Valley. Kurt, you're on with Doug.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Your favorite subject, Chromebooks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my Chromebook's about 3-4 years old. I've been notified by Chrome that it's no longer going to be receiving updates and that I should seriously consider buying a new one. Thought that was kind of an odd thing to hear from them, but what do you know about that?
They have another service that you can attach to, and I'm racking my brain trying to remember the URL. If you can't find it next day or so, give me a call next week and I'll find it for you. I got it in my bookmark somewhere. They will actually even take a PC or a laptop that didn't begin as a Chromebook, and you can actually download the Chromium, and it's actually Google sponsored. Download the Chromium operating system, install it, and let the good times roll. I think that they're pushing to sell machines, and this is an alternative to where you don't have to replace the machine. But check that out for sure. You can just go to google.com and type in, can I download the Chromium OS for a PC? And that, I think, will work for your Chromebook as well. I don't think they've got any blocks in there, but if they do, give me a call. And I've actually experimented a little bit with these, and I've been able to uninstall Chrome operating system and put in Linux as long as it's a light version and you've got a large enough hard drive. It works. If that equipment is good equipment, by all means, hang on to it. Don't throw it away. We just keep it rolling. That's the one thing about my industry that I'm really kind of sour on is this. Well, just throw away the equipment, go buy new. I don't think that we can do that any longer. I think that we got to have a social consciousness about what we're wasting and why we're wasting it. And there's better ways to do this. So thank you so much for the call, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, it is a good one. I have a Chromebook that I'm staring at right now that I, as a matter of fact, have brought up our text line on. So when folks send texts, it comes up on the Chromebook in front of me. I've had this HP now 6 years or so, and it continues to just keep rolling along. I'm sold on this equipment, depending on what you're using it for. But generally, as an appliance, to get to your web-based email, to shop online, Target.com, Amazon, whatever you're into, they're great little machines, and the price point is low. So if the hardware is damaged, and we, as you pointed out, don't want to throw a bunch of stuff in the landfill, but if I spill my Diet Coke on it, it's not the end of the world. I've got $300 into this thing, max. And by now, this old Chromebook doesn't owe me a nickel.
Exactly.
It's just been a phenomenal machine. Original battery. Now, the monitors aren't great. It's not a super high-res monitor like some of the high-end stuff you see and maybe a MacBook Pro or that sort of thing. But for me, it's good enough. And I just can't say enough. It's a great way to get online.
I just did a quick Google search, and it's called Chrome OS Flex, F-L-E-X. And by running it, what I put in, I just put in download Chromium for any PC or laptop, and I hit enter. 973,000 results in 0.4 of a second. And the first three results are YouTube's, And the one YouTube is February 27th, 2022. That's excellent when you can get them that close. And I don't think it's that long, and it'll actually instruct you. So I think you can do this with a Chromebook as well. I can't imagine why not.
Yeah.
It is a paid service. I can't recall what it costs, but it's just an extremely low price. So what they're concerned with here, and rightfully so, there's a lot of kids in school right now that are using Chromebooks.
Absolutely.
They might not be able to afford to get a brand new machine at the will of a corporation. So this is a good thing. I think that it shows some truly, it displays a social consciousness that, like you mentioned earlier, it's needed. We need more of that in business today.
2:31, quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Showers and thunderstorms continue to rumble through, particularly south and east metro. We'll have an eye on that, an update on the forecast. Tomorrow, quite a bit cooler, breezy, and drier here for the Twin Cities. By the way, the 3M open at the TPC of the Twin Cities in a weather delay because of lightning in the vicinity. We'll get into all of that. More Tech Talk. Here's the number. If you want to call into the studio, Kerry Klatt, happy to put you through to us, 651-461-9226, or you can text 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug on this Saturday here at News Talk, E3O WCCO. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, let's get into monitors. We had something earlier in the program. What do you advise people when it comes to monitors? Because you can run the gamut from the El Cheapos, the $100 monitor, all the way up. Really, the sky's the limit when it comes to monitors. What are you looking for when you buy a monitor in a laptop, or for that matter, in a desktop, when you're buying a standalone?
Yeah, you know, this has just been a fascinating subject to watch the last couple of years, because as you know, the prices of video cards just skyrocketed, and they dropped out a little bit, now they're going back up again. And the price of monitors seem to be following that same pattern. But one thing for sure is if you're not a massive gamer, you probably aren't going to need that kind of that resolution. And depending upon the size of the monitor, I find that 1920 by 1080, which is probably the majority of large TVs, and you put that on a smaller screen, it's just as many dots, but they're squeezed together and they're smaller. I've got a 12.5-inch notebook, Dell, that is 1920 by 1080. It's crystal clear. Now, it's not the Retina display.
Yeah, the Retina display, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's just absolutely top shelf. But the thing to remember here is, say, for example, you got a 12-megapixel camera. The human eye can't see it. And this is why Google, when you upload photos to Google Photo, they ask you, well, can we reduce the resolution? It's going to take less disk space, going to transfer faster, and I don't think the majority of the people can see the difference between what Google will recommend for a photo. Sometimes they're just a fraction of the size, 10%, which is just an incredible amount. And so, you know, be aware of that. Play around and see what you can actually notice. You can still keep the original out of that camera, because that's the absolute cream de la creme if you ever want to edit it. But it's the high resolution, I think if you're at 1920 by 1080, also referred to as 1080i sometimes, but it's actually 1,920 dots east-west, or horizontal, if you will, and 1,080 dots from top to bottom, or vertical. And that gives you your resolution. If you go double that, yeah, you're going to have a clearer screen, but then it's going to take longer to operate. The more pressure you put on that monitor, the more electricity it's going to take, the more computer it's going to require to actually push it as fast as you want it to go. So I'm kind of settled on the 1920 by 1080. In fact, I'm thinking about buying a new monitor here. I like the 27-28 inch. They're just a wonderful size, and you can just go from there. I think we're also going to see an awful lot of people connecting their computers right straight to their smart TVs. Now you've got the same resolution that you're looking at on a computer or a monitor, provided you've got the video card that will push that display. And you probably do. Most people probably do today. Yeah. The built-in videos on the motherboards are extraordinary. I suggest don't get too carried away, but I'm kind of frugal anyway.
Tech Talk with Doug. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. All the news at 3 o'clock. And then we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Jace Frederick will join us, talk Timberwolves. A little golf as well. The 3M Open in a weather delay at the TPC of the Twin Cities and our Twins Magazine show at 3:30, 4:30 today. Pre-game show, Twins and Tigers from Detroit as they resume the second half of the season. Well, we're beyond the second, the midway point, but you get it. The All-Star break is over. So that coverage begins at 4:30 today. Doug, I want to follow up on internet, home internet. Traditionally, people get internet into their home via Comcast, Xfinity, or CenturyLink, or another provider where a wire comes into your home and you have a modem router that provides internet in your home or business. The game has changed a little bit. There are new competitors, including the cellular services, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile are the big three players, and they are rolling out 5G home internet, where you plug in an appliance and it receives the 5G signals and then distributes that as a Wi-Fi signal around your house. And we've had reports on this program now for weeks and weeks that where there is availability and people who have signed up for it are getting very good results from that. But it depends on where you live. And if you go onto their website, whoever your provider is, and see what's available. Another option is Starlink, and we did get a text on that. What are you hearing about Elon Musk and his Starlink enterprise? And they're expanding. I've checked out the maps. Still not readily available here in the Twin Cities. But it is, if you look at the map and zoom in on it, large areas of outstate Minnesota, you could sign up for Starlink internet, or I should say satellite-based internet. And it's $110 a month. The equipment's about $600. What do you know? Have you talked to anybody who's using Starlink yet?
I've got one guy that bought it, and he's kind of on the fence.
Okay.
He's got a lot faster speed, but he just can't decide whether he thinks it might be too much. But he's on a fixed income as well. I think this, too, there's a lot of buzz going on around the country about Starlink. They've now rolled out a second tier, an upper tier, and even some of the people who didn't have their equipment yet but have been waiting for sometimes 9-10 months, he contacted and said, we can't send it out. We're going to re-engineer the actual receivers, which they did, and the price went up, and the price per month, you could actually have two tiers now, and the expensive one gives you much better, greater guarantees. You got to remember that this is still considered beta. At least he comes out and tells you it's beta, and you're in a testing mode. I would like to see the users who jump on that beta thing get some type of reward, maybe a discounted dish or possibly a discounted service while they're in beta or something. But this is going to be like the full retail. This is a fascinating technology, but if somebody was in an outer area, I probably would suggest to them that they go with one of the cell carriers, one of the cell phone providers. If that's available, I'd do that first. People are raving about this. The one thing I noticed about the cell providers is they're more conservative about, well, you're going to have good service or not. Sometimes they just jump on sell, and we'll worry about that afterward. And I kind of appreciate that, especially Verizon. Verizon's very conservative. They'll come around, well, you're right on the edge. I don't know if it's going to be happy with you, but and they don't demand contracts, so it's a good thing. I think as well, as long as we can get some more competition in this, we're all going to be better off. Even Comcast Xfinity is talking about using that mobile thing with their cell service. So this is going to get interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, so the 5G technology, as it continues to roll out, more and more towers. Once again, though, the reports we've had here on the show, the people who have signed up in the Twin Cities metro area and have it are pretty happy with it. And then back to Starlink, low-level satellites, and Elon Musk and Starlink continue to launch satellites all the time. The coverage area continues to grow, but what I'm seeing on this map, for one, the greater Twin Cities area and points south and east, they're planning on 2023. But you get into rural areas, northern Minnesota, you head west, toward North Dakota or South Dakota or down into Iowa, there is more availability. Now, fewer people, and I think they have some issues to solve on large metro areas if they get a lot of subscribers in those large metro areas. But it is exciting technology, and the network continues to expand. But it is, the goal is to cover much of Canada, all of the United States, and most of Mexico. And if you go to their website, you can check out that coverage map right now and see where the availability is. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Tech Talk will continue. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Why don't we squeeze in Jean in Eden Prairie? We don't want her to wait too long. Jean in Eden Prairie,
yes,
you're on
hi.
The air with Doug.
Thanks. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have an iPad, and I have had McAfee for protection, and that has run out, that subscription. Do you have an idea for one that I could get that is free?
I normally don't tamper with Macs and antivirus and malware. I think the operating system, as long as you're a good user and you pay attention to what you're downloading and installing, I think you're going to be okay. And that's the same with the Linux box as well. Linux operating system, I truly believe that the addition of an antivirus or malware protection actually hinders the operating system from working as well as it will. I just don't think on a if you're current with Mac OS X, you're not near as vulnerable on that machine as you are a Windows PC. I don't think that I'd recommend you spend the money. And if you want to give me a call next week, I can give you a couple of links to some free programs that will help it run faster and actually protect it somewhat. It won't cost you anything. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
Yeah, that is a good call. Quick break. We'll come back. Final segment of Tech Talk with Doug. All the news and weather at 3 on News Talk. 830-WC's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
CEO. Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart is joining us each and every Saturday between 2 and 3, sports schedules permitting. And speaking of sports, Twins and Tigers get going. Twins have had a long All-Star break. They haven't played since last Sunday. They open a brief series in Detroit with the Tigers later today. Our pregame show at 4:30 here on the home of the Twins. Doug, let's get into this. Someone had a laptop updated to Windows 10. They're having trouble with their Google or Gmail account. And ever since making the changeover to the new Windows operating system, the email formatting doesn't look the same. And I'm sure you hear this a lot, that people definitely get frustrated if they've got to switch from, say, Outlook and I went through that my full-time job when the company was sold and I went to work for a new company in the printing biz. We left Outlook behind, and lo and behold, we had to jump over to Google and Gmail and Google Office and all that sort of stuff. It was an adjustment period, there's no doubt, and some people don't want to do it.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, the thing is when I set somebody up with a web-based, so they're pulling it in through a browser, you can actually make it look and feel a lot like Outlook. Now, it's not Outlook. It really isn't. But over time, you'll grab it. In addition to that, there are alternatives so you can have a local email client. And that's really what people are looking for with Outlook, is to have the software on their computer and have the identical format and the layout every time. But I tell people there's alternatives out there. There's lots and lots of alternatives. Thunderbird is a great alternative. Not quite as colorful, but the layout is almost identical. You've got your folders on the left and your content on the right and your split screen. And you can set that up with any email, whether it be Gmail or anything. There's just a bunch of those. In fact, if you, again, just open up a browser and type in alternative to Outlook. There's a website that's what they do. They find alternatives for different software that you can test out and try. And if you don't like it, uninstall it and go on to the next. I would say do a search for open source, and it doesn't cost anything, or at least to try it. If you do like the project, though, and you want to keep it going down the road, send them a couple bucks. Buy them a coffee. Do something. But you're not under any obligation to test it out, see how it goes. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and within any web-based email, sometimes run into folks I know that, what did I do? It looks different. There's a lot of flexibility in how you format the various panes on how your email formats and looks and what information you get and so on and so forth. You can't break anything. Just play around with it a little bit, because I know some people get very frustrated. Something changed.
Well, and remember what you did. If you can't remember, write it down. You can always undo it. But generally speaking, with the people I experience this with, Steve, I add a little color to it. I show them a split screen with a preview that they can actually read an email and still see their messages over on the left. And they go, well, I think I can work with that. It's just a matter of how you format it, how you lay it out.
Yeah, and there's tons of flexibility.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, tons of flexibility, and that's been built in, whatever email. But, yeah, you know, I just get the sense that traditional Outlook is going the way of the dinosaur.
That's what Microsoft wants. They want you up in the cloud.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for everybody, especially with people owning multiple devices. It really is the answer. And it's just I think it's more of a new awareness. Yeah, humans, we just don't like change. We really don't. We get something and we start operating on a subconscious level. We don't want to have to relearn it.
Yeah.
Really, in 2-3 days, you'll have it mastered.
All right. We've got to run, Doug. Your phone number and email. How do people reach you?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com, WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. And Steve, thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, good to visit with you, Doug, and we'll do it again in 1 week. Twins playing a Saturday night at home at Target Field. All right, there he is, Doug Swin, Hard Tech Talk. Big thanks to our producer, Kerry Klatt. On the way, all the news, all the weather. After that, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll talk some Timberwolves. Little 3M open with Jace Frederick of the Pioneer Press. Then the Twins magazine gets started. We'll have some guests join us from Cooperstown after 3:30 today here on CCO.